This conference that the UN has called is really quite an impressive idea. They have impaneled a panel of experts from all sorts of countries around the world, former government officials, academics, and so on. It's chaired by Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize-winning economist. And they have come up with a series of recommendations for restructuring the global economy in response to the crisis that we're in the middle of, which are really quite innovative. And our concern now is that when they're trying to translate those recommendations into an actual declaration from the United Nations, there's been a lot of arguments and bitterness between the various governments. And unfortunately, it falls into the pattern of rich countries versus poor. And the rich countries like the United States, the European Union, Japan, and so on, are really taking a stance that the global economy is pretty much okay, the structure that we have now. We just need to tweak it a little bit, have some mild reforms.
So what are some of those proposals before the United Nations this week?
What the Stiglitz Commission was talking about was fundamental reforms, like a new global reserve system that doesn't rely on the U.S. dollar, like an international bankruptcy court to deal with the debt problems that have bedeviled developing countries for so many years. So we're concerned that this crisis, which is hitting countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia the hardest, is an opportunity for real change. We've shown that this system doesn't work. We've seen that the collapse can be painful both in the industrialized countries and the poor countries. But if we don't take action now, we're not going to see the kind of fundamental change that will help us avoid future crises.
Well, when you have powerful economies like the U.S. economy and the European Union economy, why really should they make big changes if they believe that just tweaking their economies will bring good results?
Well, we think that they're probably wrong about that. Unless they bring the developing world along, there's always going to be a drag on the global economy, and there's going to be a fundamental instability. This is one of the problems with having a single currency as the global reserve currency. This is a problem with having poor coordination of regulations around the world, and a problem with taxation structures that allow corporations to get away with not paying taxes in a lot of the poorer countries where they operate. Unless there's some kind of coordination, we're always going to have developing countries that are in trouble. And even if there's not a time of financial crisis in the industrialized countries, they're always going to be dealing with crises in the developing countries. And they will remain vulnerable at times when it gets harder, when there is another crisis in the future. The developing countries will again feel the worst pain. So if they take care of the problem now, we could go forward with a more balanced economic system that would work for everyone. We've shown with studies that really, if enough money is devoted to trying to create a stimulus package for the southern countries and enough is done to try to change the structure of the rules of the economy, it would benefit both north and south in terms of larger economies, larger growth, and more prosperous times for all.
Now, some might say the G20 meeting in London a few months back created, in a sense, a stimulus package for developing countries by providing a lot more money for loans through the IMF and other agencies. What would you say?
Well, it was a start. The G20 did do one thing that we were very pleased with, which was they talked about a new allocation of what's called special drawing rights through the IMF. This is the cheapest and the least cumbersome way for countries to get money that they can use for whatever purpose they want. We think there should be more special drawing rights issued, and that they should be issued specifically to the developing countries that are most vulnerable in this crisis. And we think that the G20 really needs to do more with that money that they're devoting to developing countries. What they've done is set up a system where, apart from the special drawing rights, most of that money is going to middle-income countries. Less than 5% of it is going to the most vulnerable, poorest economies. So it's a real problem, and the IMF is probably not the right institution to be managing that money because they're very interested in only short-term goals, like reducing inflation this year, rather than long-term development goals. So we would encourage different institutions, a different mix of the money, so that the poorer countries are getting more. Because right now we're saving economies like Mexico and Poland, but we're not saving economies like Burkina Faso and Cambodia and so on.